Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, heads up here. Tomorrow night, just so you know, there's going to be a benefit show for our own Kevin Deers. And it's at El Corzo. Now, here's what's going on. 8 bands are going to take the stage. A $25 donation to the door gets you in. That money's going to go to Kevin's family.
Right.
And it's going to be just a night of celebrating the life of Kevin. Yep. And doing some good. We're all going to go down. Hopefully, we'll see you down there, man. It's going to be one of those nights. It's going to be a cool night, though. You know what I mean?
I think the vibe around it is very, very positive, man.
Yes,
and
it
that is something
yes,
I'm looking very forward to.
It's a celebration of life. Okay. So $25 at the door, and again, that's a donation to the Deers family. So hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow night. Doors will open at 7, and the bands get underway about 8 o'clock or so.
Yep.
Down at El Corzo. All right, it's Big Dummy. It's the game 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Ted, are you sober or not sober?
Minus some cough syrup, basically sober.
All right.
Minus some cough syrup.
I had to have a little swig of Dayquil.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I know.
It ain't Cody.
All right, Ted, one's named after you. You're taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, a sex move, or a stadium venue?
Say a cocktail with cough syrup and ice.
Right? No, I want to build off the crab cake sandwich idea earlier and make a crab cake burger.
Ooh.
And go like crab cakes for buns, for sure, with a horseradish remoulade and either a Philly cheesesteak kind of feel on the inside or like just a straight-up burger with like some goat cheese.
Okay.
But you said the bun is made out of crab cake.
Yeah, straight-up crab cake bun.
I mean, I like the idea, but it's going to be hard to keep the crab cake together.
Well, that's part you got to figure
100%.
out.
100%. It's going to be horrible. But that Luther burger that makes the buns out of the glazed donuts.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's horrible. I've had a couple of them. That's horrible to try and eat as a burger.
All right.
But a crab cake bun sounds delicious.
It does. Well, again, like, I had pastrami on latkes. My buddy ordered a steak and cheese. He was like, could you put it on the latkes? And the guy was like, what? And he's like, yeah. Then when it came out, he's like, it's open face. Like, the cooks didn't know what to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I bet you'd be good.
Dude, I went to a place that had a fried shrimp banh mi.
Ooh.
So think about when you have a fried shrimp taco, like they put the slaw more on it. That was kind of like the top of the banh mi.
I mean, you're teetering into a po' boy territory.
It is. Yeah, it is. But in a banh mi dressing.
I mean, poor boy.
The Asian po' boy.
Got one of them Asian po' boys.
Yeah, a little bit different, you know. It's funny how much they cost now, the po' boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. ancient Romans used to make an energy drink from boiled vinegar and what? Cow poop? I'm sorry, goat poop, goat semen, or goat urine? So boiled vinegar and what? Goat poop.
I'm going with goat urine.
You are a freak.
I'll go semen.
You're a freak as well. Goat poop.
That's just grass.
Maybe, man. Well, if that's the case, that's the best option. I understand where they're coming from.
High roughage, right?
There you go. All right, here's your question. What rapper married and divorced a woman named Kim Scott twice?
Oh, God. I'm going Kanye. I know what's wrong.
Well, the name like Kim Scott, I'm going Eminem.
Eminem.
I mean, Kim Scott.
Yeah.
He sang lots of songs about her, too.
Yeah, they were all so nice.
Yeah, love ballads.
Lovely.
All right, Ted, your question. How old is a Jewish boy when he has a bar mitzvah?
13.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Lucky 13. I almost feel bad. My kid turned 13. I'm like, happy birthday. Let's go to Joey's. That's it.
Yeah, we don't, like, I was going to say, like, Catholics or whatever. Like, it's nothing special. You're just 13.
How was the dinner night, the birthday dinner?
All right, so, you know, for the various purposes we were there, fantastic.
This was his call.
It's his call.
Yeah.
He turned 13. He's a young, healthy boy.
He wants to go to Joey's.
He wanted to go to Joey's.
He wanted to go there the year before that.
Yes, he did. Because okay. He's a healthy young boy. And look, man, as his dad, I'm like, cool. My wife, meanwhile, is like, it's okay. I'm like, hey. It's fine.
There's attractive bartenders there, too.
I guess.
Attractive men.
Not Joey's. Man, it's a good-looking place, man.
Yes, it is.
It really, really is. I mean, as soon as I walked in, you know, just everyone there is gorgeous. And you're right. Even the guy that's behind the host desk, good-looking dude.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Every time the wife and I go to Vancouver, she likes to go there and grab something for dinner.
They have a Joey's in Vancouver?
They do. And I am
It's
not
a Canadian chain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do not argue when she wants to go. Actually, the last time that we went there,
I do not argue.
There was a little bit of delay with our food. And so while we were sitting there in the lobby area, kind of waiting for our food to come out, she was like, would you guys like some complimentary champagne?
Yes.
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I would.
They gave me complimentary champagne, so I walked in.
Damn
like, soon
right.
As I walked in, the guy's like, would you like complimentary champagne? I'm like, yeah.
Well, we were sitting down. We were taken out. So we just got, you know, relegated over to the chair, but it took too long. So
I got it
champagne.
To be walked to my table. It was like 8 feet away, and they gave me a glass of champagne.
Here,
I'm like, this place rocks. By the way, based on that, I think like vegan and vegetarian restaurants maybe follow the Joey's model.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually might drum up more business.
100%.
If you invited me to a vegan restaurant now, it's
89%.
Like, absolutely not. It said, but they hired the staff of Joey's. Like, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'll give it a try.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Would you like an Impossible Dummy Burger?
A complimentary one? Sure. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Eric?
I took a couple bong hits on the hold there.
You have a bong?
Yeah.
How long have you had it?
Well, I actually just bought it yesterday because I had one that I broke.
I was going to say, I cannot keep a bong for longer than a month. I will mess
Before
that
you break
thing.
It?
Yeah, I'll do something. I'll kick it over. I'll smash it. I'll try to wash it out. It'll shatter.
There's something fun about taking bingers, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
is.
That's a fact. Okay, Eric, one's named after you. You taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, the sex move, or the stadium venue?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Cocktail.
All right. And what's your favorite liquor you put in there?
It's kind of a spinoff of a Jaeger bomb. Have you heard of a liquid cocaine with Jaeger and Rumplemintz?
I have not.
Wow.
Well, you drop it into an energy drink, but instead of energy drink, you use the sparks when they used to put the alcohol in it, the energy drinks together.
Are you out of your mind?
How old are you, man?
Well, I used to do that 20 years ago when I was 21.
All right. Okay, yeah.
They don't make those alcohol energy drinks like
no,
that.
No, they don't. No, there's no, a reason.
They sure don't. They sure don't make those.
Think about what happens when you pull something from the shelf.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Man, I don't know that I'd ever order one of your drinks. But, Eric, here is your question. In nautical folklore, what ship is condemned to sail the seas for all eternity?
Does he wear clogs?
It sounds like a sex move to me.
I guarantee you it is.
It's got to be, right?
Hang on, let me find it.
Okay, thank you.
Was this from a Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
It showed up in the second one, yes. It's also a character on SpongeBob.
I don't know, the ghost ship?
Squidward.
Jolly Roger?
Nope. Jolly Roger's the flag the that the pirates fly. No.
The Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman. Doesn't that sound like a sex move?
Actually, it is. They're calling this the Flying Dutchman.
Hold on. Oh. I've done that before. No, I just saw it. I'm looking at the picture. I did not know it was called the Flying Dutchman. Hmm. All right. Well, what do you know?
Enjoy the Flying Dutchman's Robin Van Persie.
Huh?
Soccer player.
There's a guy. There's been a couple people nicknamed
the ship
the Flying
came first,
Dutchman.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Sorry, Ted, your sports nerdness.
All right.
Hey, it's an athlete.
Yeah. Eric knows.
All right. Your question, Bobby Fischer is associated with what game?
Chess.
Got him. Good job. Nice job.
What price did he pay?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Nick, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. All right, Nick.
Get the kids up to go swimming.
Okay. All right, Nick, our men's room poll one is named after you. Are you taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, sex move, or stadium venue?
We're going to do a sandwich. It's going to be like a smoked, like roast beef on like a hoagie.
Okay.
All right.
So far, so good. I was thinking of a combination of peppers on there. I think I'm getting closer to my sandwich now.
What is it?
All right, it's going to be crispy pork belly.
All right.
Diced up a little bit, mixed with burnt ends, and then covered.
Okay.
Some type of aioli, maybe. I
think it needs aioli?
I don't know. Need some kind of creamy sauce, you know?
You're going to have to serve a lot of brisket to have that many burnt ends put on a sandwich.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of salt brisket on the sides.
That's right. You know, the new thing
but
this
to piss
summer,
them off, we're going to serve it on ciabatta.
I'll say the new thing this summer I'm going to try is burnt end hot dogs.
Which is burnt hot dogs or what?
Yeah, you kind of do the same thing you do with burnt ends, but you like score the hot dogs. It's a whole process, but it's like a poor man's version.
Poor man's version.
Right, like I can't have a smoker at my place. It's like I'm a smoker brisket.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Nick understands where you're coming from there, too. All right, Nick, here's your question. Multiple choice. Popeye the Sailor Man, Bugs Bunny, the Pink Panther, or Betty Boop? A guy by the name of Tex Avery created which cartoon character? Popeye, Bugs Bunny, Pink Panther, or Betty Boop?
Let's go Popeye.
Let's go Pink Panther.
Bugs Bunny.
Really?
Yeah, he created it, not the voice of
it. Great.
Underrated genius that he was. All right, your question, Nick. What was the first Super Bowl to use Roman numerals in its title?
Super Bowl
I? I'll say 6.
5.
5.
So they got the V. But that V wasn't for 5, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of cheerleaders.
Can you guys read Roman numerals?
Yes.
Yeah, I cannot.
Really?
You never know which Super Bowl it is?
No. Just lost.
I never learned it in school. I'm not kidding you. I realize that, but I still have not taken the time to learn it.
I get lost as the denominations go up.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, getting to the
so
big
like
ones.
So, like, the Big 12, it just was like the big...
XII.
Correct.
The big she.
And I'm always not certain on the left and on the right.
Well, if it's on the left, you subtract. Subtract. Right. Okay. On the right, you add.
All right.
Right. If the smaller denomination is on the left, you subtract that.
Correct. Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know. And it'll come in handy never.
But only up to a certain point, Miles, because then if the smaller denomination's on the right, then it counts forward.
Okay. Yeah. So minus plus.
Exactly.
Hmm. Are you being for real?
Yeah. Because when you think about it, you know, 12 is XII.
Right.
9 is XIX.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
That's not 9. That's... Wait a second.
IX is 9. 19 is
XIX. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
There you go.
Sorry.
There it is.
All right. There's your Roman numeral math lesson, everybody. All right. Here's your question. What is Winona Ryder's character's name in the movie Beetlejuice?
Ooh. Oh. That's Wednesday.
What's that?
She's the young girl and with Beetlejuice. What is her name? It is.
That is exactly what I'm asking.
Klepto.
Yeah. Let's go Wednesday.
Is it Jane?
Lydia.
Lydia.
Question four. What is Winona Ryder's character's name on the TV show Stranger Things?
Oh. One show I've never watched. Let's go Jane.
Thank you. Close. Joyce. You ever known a Joyce? I don't think I've ever known a Joyce.
I think I've known at least one Joyce.
Really?
I don't believe she was under the age of 50.
I would say it's impossible.
Unless I'm missing
a Joyce.
Is
there a girl named Joyce under the age of 50 years old?
Let me just go to old Facebook here, see if I can find a young Joyce.
Find a Joyce? We're looking for a young Joyce.
Is there a young Joyce here? Oh, shoot. I have 8 people in common with this one.
Oh, so you have in common with the Joyce. All right, your question. In what state would you find the highest mountain in the lower 48?
That'd be Washington State?
California.
Rainier?
Do you know the tallest one? You're correct.
Is that Shasta? No, Whitney.
Mount Whitney. All right. Your question, Nick. What is Captain Crunch's first name? Ooh, Mike knows.
Because it rhymes with...
Phil.
Captain Crunch's first name.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe, do you know Captain Crunch's first name? No.
You know, it's also Leroy? The first name.
Is it Horatio?
It is Horatio, which rhymes with Felatio. Yeah. Hey, it's the call me Horatio Felatio in
Nick,
high school.
You're on question 7. Our biggest dummy is Justin with 9. So you need to nail something down here.
I'm getting close. Yeah, we need to get something right here.
All right, here's your question. In swimming, what is the final stroke of the individual medley?
Freestyle?
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Job taking yourself out
freestyling
of that one.
It.
Yeah.
Game is being dummy. 206-803 Rock.
Look at me go.
That's the fire starter.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you?
Hola.
We are good. How are you?
Oh, doing well.
Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm sober right now. Just pick the kids up from school.
How many you got?
There you go.
2.
What grade?
6 and 2.
See, the sixth grade is where the math homework started to get hard for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like getting you.
We've been struggling with that.
I mean, just as a parent, sucks. I was like, kid, I think you've already passed me, so...
So tell me, ask your mother.
Ask your mom.
Yeah, ask your mother.
All right, Christian. What is named after you? You taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, sex move, or stadium venue?
I'll go sex move.
Sex move.
Yeah, with the 2 kids.
It's probably
right.
Missionary with a name like Christian, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, here's it keeps the socks on the whole night.
Cold.
All right.
Lights out.
Lights out, socks on. Let's do it. All right. Your question. In what city was the Star Spangled Banner written?
Oh, New York.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore. Right. Fort McHenry. So originally it was Othay, can you see? All right, your question.
Ew. Say, can you see?
Ew.
By the dawn's early light.
Hun. Uh-huh. All right, your question. Passover is celebrated around the same time as what Christian holiday? Christian.
Oh, it's either Easter or Christmas. Easter.
Easter's correct.
Yep.
Nice job.
There you go.
Very good.
Like
Hanukkah's around Christmas.
It's nice that a guy named Christian knows that. Game is big, dummy.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
My parents just didn't mess with me, man. You know how weird it was my bar mitzvah? God, my name's Chris. Weird,
Christian
man.
Goldberg.
Right.
That would be weird. Is there a Jewish person with the name Christian?
Just to mess with them. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Candy, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Sober Candy. Okay, Candy. Our men's room poll. What is named after you? Will it be a cocktail, a burger or sandwich, sex move, or a stadium or venue?
Let's do the candy twist sex move.
Nice.
Candy twist. Candy twist.
Is it a sweet or a sour candy?
Easy.
Ooh,
is it a jawbreaker?
Sour.
Yeah. Do we say, break me off a piece of that?
Is it a gummy? Tell me it's a gummy worm.
Is there a soft chocolatey center?
Do I break it up when I'm hangry? I'm just trying to track it. All right, Candy.
Can I open it up and lick the cream out of the middle first?
Is it on a stick?
Oh, lordy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Candy, here's your question. Is it gummy? Just throwing it out there.
Does it have a shell on it?
All right, your question. What is the best-selling cookie brand in the world? The whole wide world.
Keebler.
That's not a bad guess.
The only one that claims to have a favorite.
Oh, the Girl Scouts.
Oreos.
Oreos.
Oh, is it Oreos?
It's Milk's favorite cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Oreo's like, yo, man, Milk's got her back, so... Bam. Girl Scouts guilt me into this ass.
What are Oreos they? There used to be Hydrox.
Hydrox was first.
Yep. Correct. But now there's another, like, off-brand one.
Like really? Penguins or something like that? Tuxedos?
Maybe that's it, Tuxedos.
Yeah.
That's the clever name that came up with.
Tuxedos.
Well, it's black and white.
I know. I'd be like, look at them.
Also,
that'd be the name of them. Look at them.
Our favorite Trader Joe's has their own Oreos. They're freaking dope.
I would try them. Trader Joe's, man, I don't know what they do. I think they spray everything with heroin or something.
Have
doesn't
to.
Matter. I love it.
Little LSD.
All right, here's your question.
Just creams.
Jesus. I hope that's not a verb. All right. Your question. In 1917, Finland declared its independence from what country?
I would say France.
Sweden.
Russia. Switzerland.
Russia.
Oh, Russia.
Oh, Russia. Ah, that Sweden was confident when I said it.
They are finished with them.
I think they cracked that joke.
Damn right they did.
Mother Russia finds no humor.
We are finished with you.
All right, your question. Rosh Hashanah, which is fun to say if you have a lisp. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish celebration of what?
Does it involve champagne?
Yes, it does.
I do not know.
It involves champagne. That is the best clue we can give you.
Passover. I have no idea.
New Year.
New Year.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
The Jewish New Year.
That's right.
A lot of New Years, right?
Chinese New Year.
Yeah, then you got like the, yeah.
What makes it the Jewish New Year? Do we know?
The Jewish calendar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay.
Which is what, like 6,000 some years old? Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Isn't ours supposed to be like moon cycles or something like that?
Basically, a lunar cycle, yeah.
Candy, question four.
Question number four for you. Multiple choice, football, basketball, or baseball. James Naismith is credited with inventing what sport?
Baseball.
Basketball.
Oh.
That's our candy. Can you hang on the line for us?
Okay.
More right. Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You're in the men's room.
All right. Men's room IPA beats chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds crazy. And it's coming up with the head chef. And Ted's meat and potatoes at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. I still believe we have Candy on the line. Candy, you are playing for Team Sober, working on question number five.
Question number five for Candy. What pop star considers the number 13 to be her lucky number?
Is that Taylor Swift?
Oh, got
yes, it.
Yes,
okay, very good.
She just needed a commercial break, you know? Get a brain together there.
Big W is a game, 206-803-ROCK.
Big W!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You and your girl and your Johnson, hola.
Hola.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
You, your girl and your Johnson.
Sober?
Yeah, I'll go to work later today. Okay. Yeah, keep sober.
All right. Okay, Jeff, what is named after you? You taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, sex move, or a stadium venue?
I believe racetracks count as venues, so let's go with venue.
All right. What would you call your race, Jeff? And who would the sponsor be?
Oh, the sponsor? Ew.
Herpesil.
Normally, I mean, when they're like races are named after somebody, I guess the Jeff Classic.
The Jeff Classic.
That's it. Just the Jeff Classic.
The Jeff Classic.
And you're going to sell tickets to that.
You know, it's sponsored by R&R. I tend to drink that most. So.
Okay.
I mean, the problem is you have the Jeff Classic.
Brought to you by.
And it powers the cars.
Right.
Oh, no. In a pinch, yeah.
But I think people would think Jeff Gordon's having a race.
But he would sell tickets. All right, what if we called it Classic Jeff?
The Classic Jeff.
Classic Jeff brought to you by R&R. Yeah. I'd go to that.
I mean, Jeff Gordon could be the grand ambassador, too.
I'm sure he would love to be.
Ambassadors.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Gordon endorses everything that has the name Jeff on it.
Yeah.
Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah. That's my name.
The Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah, there you go. All right, multiple choice question for you. What is the only South American country to use U.S. dollars as its official currency? Is it Chile, Ecuador, Uruguay, or Paraguay?
Would it be Ecuador?
Wow, one
Ecuador
and done.
All right, hang on before we let you go. Let's see. Ooh. True or false, cats sleep for 66% of their life.
As much as they always see I always see them taking cat naps. How about true?
I was going to say false. It's more.
Yeah, it might be more. Probably not less.
76.
Listen, by the time a cat reaches 9 years old, it's only been awake for three of those years.
I think the squirrel is the champion of the sleep world.
22 out of 24 hours a day. A squirrel's the other 2 hours is trying to decide what direction it wants to go on the street.
They sleep that many hours a day?
22 a day.
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that's why they're so frantic,
sounds
man.
Sounds luxurious.
I know.
Like, you only have to put in 2 hours today, like at work? No, total.
I'll be right back. I got to dig up some nuts.
Yeah, that's it, man.
And you go get food, go home, go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Are they hungover?
I hope so.
Like what they've been doing drugs?
Grabbing dried fruit? I don't know, man. Hello, Lana. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Liquor and poles.
Hola.
Lana, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I'm sober, but I'm edging towards the other direction.
You're edging that way.
Just edging.
Okay. Is that a slow crawl? What is edging?
I'm just waiting for the vape to kick in.
Oh,
gotcha. All right, Lana. Okay, what is named after you? Will it be a cocktail, a burger sandwich, sex move, or a stadium or venue?
It's got to be the sex position. Dun, 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 dun,
okay.
Do we have to sing, apparently, while you're having sex? Is that part of it?
I hope not.
Sex the musical.
Okay.
All right. Here is your question. What spacecraft was the first to leave the solar system?
Oh, crap.
That would have been a great name for it.
Yeah, it would. I'm coming up to zero. The Titan One missile? I don't know.
Hey, Lana, turn your radio, turn your radio down.
Will do.
I mean, the Voyager 1.
Voyager 1.
Oh, there you go. It's the first one.
Yeah. So it wasn't Voyager 6?
No.
All right, go ahead.
All right, your question. Who directed the Lord of the Rings movies?
Yeah. Wasn't that Tolkien? No.
Now, he wrote them, but who directed the movies?
Spielberg.
Peter Jackson.
Every good movie was made with a Peter.
You should get T-shirts to say that. All right, Lana, your question. The Sugar Plum Fairy is a character from what?
From a nursery rhyme, wasn't it?
There's a performing arts thing where the Sugar Plum Fairy shows up. Around Christmas.
Even has their own ballad.
Ballet.
The ballet.
But what is the name of that ballet?
The Nutcracker.
Bam. Okay. There we go.
I think that pen kicked in.
Yeah, you just...
After all. Big Dummy is a game 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm kind of not sober right now.
If it takes you that long to answer, we know the answer.
Tell me you're drinking a Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can there, Dwayne.
I was not. I was drinking the lager earlier than
that,
so I'm back on Busch Light.
Okay.
Busch Latte. Yes. You had a Busch Apple yet?
I have not.
All right.
I haven't found any.
Dwayne, let's see here. What is named after you? You're taking the cocktail, the burger slash sandwich, sex move, or the stadium or venue?
I'm having trouble deciding. I think I'll just take a cocktail with some kind of bourbon base.
All right.
But I don't want it to be crazy and hurting people or anything like that. I want somebody to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
What if we call it the Dwayne Pipe?
Dwayne Pipe.
Typically,
like it.
Dwayne, that just depends on the proof of the whiskey or bourbon you pick.
Sure, you know? I get that. But
can I get it down to Dwayne?
The one guy was pitching off his dad's stuff and putting everything together. That just sounded terrible to me.
What if it's a drop shot? The Dwayne Drop.
The Dwayne Drop?
Yeah.
Dwayne Drop.
All right. Like that.
I like the Dwayne Pipe better.
Dwayne Pipe.
All right. My apologies, sorry, Dwayne. Yeah. My apologies.
Dwayne Juice, maybe?
Dwayne Juice. Let's go back to Dwayne Pipe, brother.
I don't
want to
drink your Dwayne Juice.
The Dwayne. The Dwayne Drain.
Yeah. Hanging Dwayne.
Comes out of Dwayne Vane. Yeah.
That's a fried egg on top.
Hanging Dwayne. It's got two olives. And a cocktail weenie.
Hanging Dwayne. Here's your question.
You were coming up with something.
Oh, yeah.
The best ideas start right here.
Delicious. All on a toothpick.
Tell everybody that.
All right, your question. What four tournaments make up golf's Grand Slam for men?
Oh, jeez. I'm sure Miles knows.
I think I do.
Everybody does.
What makes the Grand Slam at Denny's?
That's pretty well everything.
That's a couple eggs, two sausage links, two slices of bacon, some hash browns, and two bacon.
So also, no
toast,
idea.
Toast and or biscuit.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or fruit.
Come on,
it's I'm at Denny's.
Denny's to get fruit.
Fruit's great for breakfast. Yeah.
At Denny's?
Yes. I know that you don't like fruit, man. I'm just saying, I would not
go to Denny's and be like, hey, get some fresh fruit.
I ain't saying that's the best fruit you're going to have, man.
I think what he's saying is when you go out, man, if you're going out to Denny's, skip the fruit. It's like getting the McDonald's salad, you know?
Right, like, what is the point of this?
You're a Denny's.
Canned fruit cocktail from Costco.
Get a stack of pancakes.
All right, do you know what makes up the Grand Slam? It's four things.
It's four different tournaments.
Correct.
I can't think of the courses that they're on.
Well, they change the courses every for the most part.
Except one.
Yeah, except one.
Hey, down now.
Think about the word open.
I don't know. Yeah.
The Masters.
Yes.
U.S. Open.
Yes.
British Open.
Yes.
And
PGA Championship.
Also known as the Pigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be the U.S. Amateur. But then over the years, they had to change it. And also, the British Open,
as I found out recently, is just the Open.
Yes.
That's just the Open.
Right. So then we started calling it the British Open. Apparently the British were very upset, and they were like, you got to put U.S. in front of yours. Ours is the original one. We call it the Open.
God, they just want to just claim everything, don't they?
That's all right. Let's just start calling it the original Open.
Well, you got to remember, you have York,
then you have New York.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot.
Jersey.
Yeah. Why don't we call this the new opening? Make them real uncomfortable.
We get one tournament, we got three. We whooped them again, right?
There you go.
I say we change the name. It's not New York anymore. It's Best York.
Yeah. Oh, just drill it home. We can't really go Best Jersey, but, you know.
Yeah.
Other Jersey.
Best Mexico.
Yeah.
I will say it was alarming to go to England the first time and see how, like, do we not have one original goddamn name in this country?
No.
Nope.
No. Not on the East Coast. No.
Yeah.
Got to get here, you get tribal, then you're like, all right. Yeah.
There's no Los Angeles in the UK.
What about a Ted Town?
Ted Town.
Or Jackville.
New Jackville.
You know what I'm saying?
It's my new strip club.
Jesus.
We don't mind.
Steve Bird.
Steve Bird. Jackville. All right.
Jack Town.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne, here's your question. Samuel Longhorn Clemens is better known by what name?
That would be Mark Twain.
You got it. Nice job.
Huh.
All
game right. is Big Dummy.
No, it's not long.
206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. What is named after you? Are you taking the cocktail, the burger / sandwich, sex move, or a stadium venue?
Oh, burger for sure.
Okay, what's on your burger?
It's a lot of bacon, and some caramelized onions and mushrooms.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're good roll so far.
Yeah.
I would eat that. I would eat an Adam. All right. Here's your question. What was Ray's occupation on the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond?
He was a comedian.
He's a sports writer.
He was a sports writer, yes.
What he really wanted to do before he got into comedy.
Jerry was a comedian on Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, Jerry just kind of played Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry was also a race car driver. Have I told you why you should like Primus Ted? All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. How many people signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? 6, 8, 10, or 12?
10.
I'll say 12.
Six.
The original six.
Can you name them?
No, I cannot.
Sure.
And right. I actually meant to Google that earlier. So, yeah. Six people.
Let me look that both. Up.
Let me look that up.
You're not working on it.
Yeah, no, I totally meant to, and then space. Now I want to know.
All righty. Six individuals signed both the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. They are George Clymer.
Yeah, of course it's old George.
Robert Morris.
Well, we knew that.
George Reed.
Him as well.
Roger Sherman.
Hmm.
James Wilson. And Ben Franklin.
Oh, and Ben. Okay. Franklin. All right, Ben. He brought
one.
It home.
I know one.
All right,
that's why he's on the hunted.
Yeah. I got the hunted because I signed both.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
I didn't know Robert Morris was that old. I just know the university.
Robert Morris?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Is that Pittsburgh or
somewhere in that area?
So. Yeah, well, Pittsburgh. He signed the Constitution and Declaration.
Ben Franklin, never even president.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. How many Canadian provinces are there?
Four.
No.
Eight.
Ten.
Damn it.
Does that count the territories?
I don't believe so. I think it was the 10 provinces, and then they have however many territories after.
You sure?
No, that's why I said it with that inflection.
No, I think
I was being clear.
I think it's all. Like Northern Territory.
Right, but there was Nunavut, which was brought in 99. And growing up, there were nine.
Okay, no, it is 10. You're right. And then you got the territories up top.
Uh-huh. How many territories?
I think there's like three.
Oh.
You got Yukon, Northwest Territories. They just cover all that. And then none of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
They want none of it.
They want none of it. All right, your question. What is the three-letter word for a young goat?
A kid.
It is a 10, huh?
Kid.
It's a Ted.
Yes.
Shoot with the goat.
And you were happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby goat. Like, you got a Ted?
You.
Big dummy.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jen, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Definitely not sober. Drinking a men's room IPA.
Love you, Jen. Thank you for doing that. You should grab more for the three-day weekend.
Fred Meyer and Bonnie Lake.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Freddy's and Bonnie Lake. All right.
Are you grilling this weekend, Jen?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Grab more beer, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Grab some holy sausage while you're at it.
Yeah.
Growing
I've been able to find the salsa. I haven't been able to find the sausage, though. So.
You need to talk to Freddy's up there.
Available at QFC locations in Hagen. You might find it in Lake Taps.
Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah. Cool. Or even bro.
All right, Jen, what is named after you? Are you taking the cocktail, the burger slash sandwich, sex move, or the stadium venue?
You know, it's between the sandwich and the sex move, but I think I'm going to go sex move because I don't think anybody picked that today.
Four people have.
Oh, well, I don't know. The Odyssey up kind of sucks, but...
Well, no, it's whatever your move is. You can do whatever you want. We're not going to judge you.
Because I don't remember what we just did.
I'm going to do the sex move, and it's going to be called the Slippery Stoner.
Nice.
Slippery stoner. Okay.
All right. And I'll leave that up to your imagination.
You see, you take a bong rip, will you?
Yep. And by the way, silicone bong all the way, because I've broken many bongs. Silicone is the way to go.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. Water everywhere.
I don't know if I've ever tried that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. All right, my slippery stoner there. Here's your question. Which Secret Service agency, Jesus Christ, does James Bond work for? What Secret Service agency is James Bond?
Mr. Bond. Does it appear your hippos are so hungry?
There's a promo.
You are the next Bond villain. I can feel it.
I don't know.
MI6.
That's the English, like FBI?
It'd be CIA more likely.
That's real, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Are they or MI5 or MI6? Which one's the real one?
I think MI6 is real.
Really? Okay.
There's a famous meme where he's like at a casino and they're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos instead of camp fight.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
MI6
is
6. Yeah.
It is MI6.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay.
Mr. Bond.
All right. Jen, your question in the nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
What meat did the third little piggy eat?
Oh, yeah.
Roast beef. We want to apologize for that roast beef joke.
You're down on it.
Yeah, he's a little piggy for roast beef. All right, hey, we're going to find out what happens when Jesus Christ, when chocolate meets beer
come up for air.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.